It's Comedy Shoeshine.
That reminds me, I haven't talked shit about old people.
Ten? I'm not giving you 10 of my fucking robot credits.
It's Human Sacrifice Day in the neighborhood, and it's our house today, so sorry about that.
It's time for a Comedy Shoe Shack.
With Sam and Thomas.
Listen up.
Hello and welcome to another what are we doing? Remind me. I can do that again.
What is this, episode 9?
Yeah, episode 9.
What is this, episode 9?
I heard the alarm go off. Sam like sounded the like we need to record alarm cuz he found some way to get rid of his kids or something for a few minutes.
So I fed him turkey and wine.
So I wolfed down my Chipotle that I put too much hot sauce in. So that's a good way to start recording. And then I'm still finishing my beer, which I have right here. So
you got the wolf meat, right?
Yeah, I wolfed down my wolf meat Chipotle. Yeah. So that's us.
I can't believe I'm even here. I was so sick this week. I thought we were gonna miss an episode, but I said no, we have to do it.
Yeah, that's true.
So we'll do like a 15-minute episode.
And you'll just cough half the time.
Yeah. Wait, is it written into our contract that we have to provide an episode, but there's not really a time limit on it, so we could just do whatever.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, actually, could an episode...
That's the show!
Yeah. Could an episode just be like a picture that we put up? Like, hey, it's episode 9, and then it's just the picture of the...
I hope you're recording me.
That's all I'm gonna say. Great job. Can you start recording now or what?
Sure.
So that'll be a fun little sound thing. So what was I gonna say? I got rid of the explosion in the beginning, but because it was just causing so much. Yeah, but then they might have heard, you know, like you totally blew your nose out and it kind of sounded like the explosion. So the audience might not have realized that, you know, I got rid of it. So it's two different.
I didn't hear it because I was blowing my nose out at the same time.
Yeah. But it was a different thing. But if you go back and listen, it's slightly different, but I'm not, you know, only our most dedicated listeners, I'm sure, will notice.
We got a lot more listeners lately, so welcome all new listeners. I don't know. I'm going to say that every episode, so people are like, wow, this thing's really taken off.
Exponential.
I got to keep listening to this because other people are.
Yeah.
People
we got
do that.
So
it's
many
weird.
New listeners that this new listeners that we're talking to now are not even the same ones. Like, there's not... The listeners we're talking to now are not even, they weren't even listening last week. Like, it's all new listeners, 100%.
I think that's the definition of a new listener.
No, I mean, like, the entire audience turned around. Like, the turnover is 100%.
Oh, yeah. We do have really high turnover, yeah. We go through, like, yeah. If you look six, that's why we've said it before, but that's why we can just do the same jokes over and over again, because they don't know. Nobody
it's
knows.
It's the perfect crime. Yeah, so let's wrap up our contest. Mm-hmm. So the instant winner, I'm going to reveal it now. No one got, not even close, not even remotely close. No one was in the same ballpark. The instant winner is a movie I remember from, I don't know if I was in high school or what, but it was Ballistics X versus Sever. Do you remember that?
No.
Dude, do you remember that fucking movie?
No.
I just remember seeing previews for it, and it was the dumbest shit here. I'll look it up now. Ballistics.
Yeah. Oh, X. E-X.
Yeah. E-C-K-S. Dude, Antonio Banderas and Lucy Liu. Ballistic. I had that part wrong.
Ballistic.
It was 2002. I never saw it. I just remember the previews. Ballistic X versus Sever has got to be the stupidest fucking title of anything.
That's terrible.
You would have anyone who got that would have won an instant like all of our money. But yeah, X. First off, the badass sounding last names that they both happen to have. Like, wouldn't you know it? They got into whatever line of work this is. Let's see. Tasked with destroying each other, an FBI agent and a rogue DIA agent. I wonder how many rogue agents there are. Is there a list?
What's the ratio of regular non-rogue DIA agents and rogue DIA agents? How many? 1 out of 100?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, there must be a list of like, oh, currently rogue. Are there a lot that kind of switch back and forth? Like, yeah, I went rogue for a weekend and then I unrogued. Yeah. I disrogued.
Didn't like it. Yeah. I'm going to look up Roger Ebert's review.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Dude, I'm not making this up. This is the first line of Roger Ebert's review. There is nothing wrong with the title Ballistic X versus Sever that renaming it Ballistic would not have solved. Wait, that's what? Awesome.
Oh, yeah. Just Ballistic. Yeah. Okay. That was
strange that they would choose such an ungainly title when, in fact, the movie is not about X versus Sever, but about X and Sever working together against a common enemy. Although X, Sever, and the audience take a long time to figure that out. Awesome.
Yeah. Ballistic would have been fine. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? Or Ballistic Gods and Kings would have been fine, too. Also yeah. would have worked. Yeah. It's the fucking... Sure. Who... I don't get it. Like, who thinks of these things that they need the extra? Like, yeah, Ballistic's not going to cut it. We need to also say X versus Sever just to make clear that these two are going against each other. And then, of course, they end up working together. And then, obviously, they end up boning at the end. Like, there's the most obvious.
You saw it.
No, I didn't see it. Just look. It's a male lead and a female lead. Yeah. What do you think is going to happen? Are you not aware of the pattern of every single movie of all time?
I know. It's so weird.
Yeah. So Ballistic X versus Sever.
How do people watch
Sever?
Movies? They're the same thing over and over again.
I'm a pretty big Lucy Liu fan, and not even that could compel me to watch this or fucking the CBS.
I don't really like Lucy Liu for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know why I do. I think I just really, really, really like Kill Bill. That might be part of it.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking
she was Bill.
Movies. Yeah. No, she was Kill. Kill Bill. Kill versus Bill.
Kill versus Bill.
Bill.
Ballistic.
Ballistic Kill versus Bill. Yeah, so that would have been the instant win. No one got it. Let's see. Did we
would have gone ballistic if somebody got that.
Yeah. Just... let's see. Let's see if we can pick the winner here. Do we have one? So I think maybe some people didn't fully understand. Well, Brian Alford gave us about 900 to choose from. Most of them, the problem is most of the ones they picked are sequels. I think almost every single one that Brian picked is a sequel. So it's like you have to name your sequel something different. You know, like there's no...
Yeah.
That sort of negates the point I was trying to make, which is like in the case of Ballistic X versus Sever or Exodus Gods and Kings, there's no fucking reason you need that. Like it's not Exodus 2. Like when it's Star Wars 2 or Mission Impossible 2 or whatever, you have to put something after that because it's so boring. You know, you need to differentiate them. So I think maybe... My point
like when you go to Blockbuster, you're like, I'm looking for The Howling. You know, and they're like, well, do you want The Howling 1 or The Howling 2?
I don't know.
That's why they do it.
Yeah. I'm not sure which one I want.
Oh, you want Your Sister is a Werewolf, The Howling 2.
Of all of them, that one's the weirdest. I like Chud 2, Bud the Chud is pretty damn good.
Yeah, that's the best one.
Yeah, but didn't somebody say the Squeakquel? What was that one?
Yeah.
No, it's Brian, right there.
That was one of Brian's 15 or 20 suggestions.
Yeah. Alvin and the Chipmunks 2, the Squeakquel. That's legitimately good. I have I have no problem with that. The Squeakquel. Yeah. Someone
are there
thought
Air Bud? Wait a minute. Oh, are there Air Bud sequels? Yeah,
dude,
there were.
Are you kidding me?
There's most valuable. What is it?
Oh, Golden Receiver.
Yeah, Golden Receiver. I guess it's just Air Bud 2.
I thought there was an entire Air Bud franchise.
Oh, Air Bud series. Air Bud, Golden Receiver, Air Bud, World Pup. Must be soccer. Air Bud, Seventh Inning Fetch. That's the baseball one. Air Bud's Air Bud Spikes Back. Yeah, Buddy that's... Tackles Volleyball. And then there's Air Buddies. Air Buddies, Snow Buddies, Space Buddies, Santa Buddies, whatever.
I bet they felt really dumb when looking back and they had Air Bud 3. Because there's Air Bud... That's fine. You got Air Bud. You got to have that one. And then they came up with a million awesome titles. Like the next one looks like it was Seventh Inning Fetch, like you said, Spike's Back. But then like Air Bud 3. I don't know what happened. I don't know why.
Where is Air Bud 3? I don't see it.
I'm seeing it on IMDb. It just says Air Bud 3, 2001. 2001, a Space Bud to see. Huh. A Bud Odyssey. Yeah, no. So, like, what happened? Who dropped the ball on that one? Those are the kind of movies that I think what happened is they sat around and thought of a bunch of titles and then thought, okay, once we find a good one, now let's write the movie.
Yeah.
So what are we voting on? What's the winner there?
Seventh Inning Fetch. Oh, best Air Bud movie or?
Yeah. Well, we got to watch them all first.
Yeah. Wouldn't be really fair to comment without watching them all again.
True.
Again.
No. Okay, so now not the Air Bud. I know it's hard to, you know, think of something other than the quality of the Air Bud franchise, but what is the best Brian Alford entry because he had all the entries?
Well, Chud 2, but the Chud pretty much stands out to me.
Let's just say Brian won for one of them, and we won't say
quantity.
Which.
Yeah. Yeah, just for quantity.
All right, well, that's that. We'll see if, honestly, a little disappointing with the entries, you know, you guys. We're giving
away money. It's not a joke. Someone, a message was like, oh, I thought it was a joke. It's not a joke. I'm really sending $10 iTunes gift cards. You can buy, like, stuff with it. It's real. Put a little effort in. Go to our website and post something on the blog.
Yeah, also, since when do we have jokes on the show? That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, the show's 100% serious.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll see if we come up with another contest, but maybe we won't, just to, you know, just to prove a point. That, you
yeah.
know, I don't know.
Let's see. Go through my notes. Contests are a waste of time. I already did that.
Oh, I got some Hobbit fight scenes I could talk about.
I got a good one. Well, I went to a sporting event. I guess it was last week. So I noticed some things that I was going to talk about from that. I went to the Sacramento Kings game. One is, I don't know if I ever talked about this, but dude, the thing, I don't know where to start. It's unbelievable to me. And I know it's just our personality is part of this, but like the things that people will do for free stuff at a sporting event. Yeah. God, like
it's the best.
It's the weirdest thing. And it's not just kids. Like if it was a little kid, if it was like a 10-year-old and they're like, oh, we have diamond rings we're giving out of the game. Then, or, you know, something like that. If it was a person who couldn't buy anything and the prizes at the game were worth anything, then I could understand. But yeah, if it's a little kid and they're like, oh, here's a Sacramento Kings basketball or something. Sure, that's cool. But like, we were sitting watching the game and there was a guy who's probably between, 45 and 55 by himself, by the way. And they were giving out t-shirts, like just fucking bullshit cotton t-shirts that just say Kings on them. And the guy is like standing up in his seat, waving his arms, like yelling the whole time. They were going around the whole arena, you know, like even when there was no chance, it's not like, oh, they're aiming the t-shirt gun right at me right now. So I better act like I'm excited. Yeah. Like, nobody can see him. Like, there's no way he's getting a shirt. But he's, like, super into it. I don't understand what possesses people to act like that. It doesn't make any sense.
It's amazing.
You're already at a game. You had to pay, probably had to pay at the least $15, well, $20 to get the
season. I was going
to
say, it's Sacramento Kings this season. So, yeah, at least $4.50. Yeah.
At the most, it might have been a $40, $50 seat. Just buy a fucking Kings t-shirt for $10. Like, why do you have to get a free one? There's nothing special about him. They don't say like special game edition, like, you know, you can't sell it for more or anything like that.
Yeah, it doesn't say like t-shirt. I have a huge Wang point with an arrow pointing down, which you could probably also just buy that shirt.
That's what I mean. You bought the ticket for $40. Just buy a shirt. Stupid. He's probably drinking like a $20 Bud Light, you know, but then he has to scream for a t-shirt.
Sneak
it's
in
so
a
weird.
Flask and save money on drink, you know, alcohol or whatever, and then just use that money to buy your own fucking shirt at some point.
God, I don't understand it.
At every sporting event, and it's without fail, at every single one, there's someone going, like, dancing or doing some crazy shit for nothing.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Is everybody like that except for us, or I don't understand?
Probably. No,
I don't think it's anything.
There's just the vocal minority, you know. Well, it might not be a minority, but it's at least like it's somewhere between 30% and 50% of people will just go nuts for no reason. Do you think it's higher? Maybe it is. I don't know.
I don't know. The other thing, I just think of the people like the cheerleaders or whoever's giving away the free stuff, like looks up and is like, dude, you're 40. I'm not throwing the shirt at you. Like, I'm looking for kids. It's for kids. It's for kids who can't buy stuff. That's what it is. Free stuff is for people who just can't buy it. Or if they were like, all right, we're opening up the arena for homeless people. And then like we're giving away free shirts. And it's like, dude, I need a shirt. Yeah, I'm
we're
cold.
Shooting cans of cat food up into the audience.
Yeah. But why a 40-year-old guy doesn't need a shirt. Just buy one. They have
you're
shirts at Walmart for like a
talk
dollar.
For someone who has a Patreon goal of getting Sam a shirt. That's the only thing.
Yeah. That's different.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I don't know. Anyways, I just... He was standing right next to me, and I'm like, I don't understand. I don't even get how to figure out what is going through his mind. It's so weird. And when he gets the if he got a shirt, would he be like super happy about it? Like, would it make your whole day if you got a free shirt? Or would he just be like, oh, I don't know why I stood up and cheered for a shirt, and now I have it, and now I'm on to the next thing? Or do you think he would like, would it really make him happy? Yeah. Would he be? And is he depressed when he doesn't get a shirt? Is he just like, fuck?
Well, perhaps this is a deeper topic, but does anything make anyone happy?
Yeah.
That's something we could maybe delve into. No. We're perpetually unhappy, but maybe that's why. Like, if we had that, you know, like, if we had that drive where it's like, oh, I want this shirt so bad that I'm willing to get up and, like, look like an idiot and scream my head off. That guy's probably the happiest fucking guy in the world.
Yeah.
God, I'm so jealous of it. I want to just donate like half my brain. Just someone just chop out half my brain so that I can be like that. You couldn't be happier. It would be the greatest thing ever.
Yeah. Maybe there just needs to be medication that eats your brain away so that it's just, you're just dumb.
Oh, so I better drink my beer while you're saying that.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Well, too bad there's nothing that works like that.
Yeah.
So the thing that I noticed, I think it might have been the same guy, but there was also this kid that was probably like 20. Is heckling at sporting events where,
oh God.
And not just heckling, but like yelling at the refs and stuff. But we were in the upper.
And that's always the greatest part from the second fucking level.
We were in the second deck because we didn't want to spend any money on these tickets, just whatever. And there's no chance that anybody can hear you up there. There's no fucking way. Even if the whole arena was like super quiet and you yelled from up there, a ref would be like, what? I can't hear you. What are you saying? But like it's the loudest place ever. Well, not really during a Kings game, but even with a terrible team, there's so much noise going on. What is the point of yelling at the refs? Like they can't even hear you. Even if they could hear you, they don't give a shit what you're saying. Nobody fucking cares what you're saying about the game. So weird. The whole game, it's like they're into it. Like that they think their job is to come to the game and heckle the refs. Like it's going to help the Kings win or something. I swear they think that's what it is. Yeah. Like, they probably leave later going, if the Kings won, like, man, good thing I gave it to those refs because I think I influenced some calls like at the end of the game. And if I didn't do that, we would have lost or something. They really, either that or they're just, I don't know, they can't control their anger. It's weird. I was just watching him do that the whole game going like, what is your end game here? Like, what do you think is happening from this?
Yeah. We have an incredible streak of going to games where we sit, you know, you and I sit next to somebody who thinks they're talking to the players or the refs. Like,
oh my God,
it's unreal. We were like 3 for 3 at one point of just some fucking dick constantly talking to the players. You know the one I'm thinking of. The one that was the worst ever. Game. First Sharks game I had ever gone to. There was this fucking guy who had to say like every player's nickname. Like, he's in with the players. Like, he can't just say their name. He can't just say, go Marlowe. Like, that would be one level of annoying. But because, again, we're on the second level. And it's fucking hockey. You can't hear anything when you're on the ice. We play hockey. Well, you used to, but...
Yeah.
You play hockey in a completely empty fucking rink with, like, three people who will yell really loudly from right up against the ice, and you can't hear what they're saying. It's impossible. I don't know if it's...
Yell next to you, and we're skating together, and you can't hear me.
Yeah, you can't hear. I think it's something to do with the ice. Like, the sound maybe just bounces around too much or something.
And
like,
you're wearing helmets.
Yeah. And I wear earplugs and, like, duct tape over the ear holes of my...
Now, that guy is a little different, because he was obviously just trying to show off to have other Sharks fans think, like, oh, that guy's an awesome Sharks
fan. You think that's any different, though? I think it's the same thing. I think they're all just doing it for someone right next to them.
Is that what they're all doing? I don't know.
I think so.
Because some of the guys at the game I was at, the two guys, it really sounded like they were just into the game, like they thought they had something to do with it. I don't know. I really don't know.
I don't know. Don't you remember? I remember this guy in great detail, and I remember he would tell them certain like maneuvers to do. He would give them strategy to do. Not even
so weird.
This guy was the greatest too, because he wasn't even yelling. Like he wasn't even. No, he was just kind of saying it. Like, oh yeah, get the, you know, back chat. Do this, just saying random hockey shit at kind of a normal volume, just loud enough to annoy us. But he had no chance of being heard. What the fuck is that? God, I just wanted to yell at him.
Is it like a lot of people have that inner dialogue going on and then these people just have to say it or something? Like when you're watching a hockey game, do you think that like, oh, do this, do that, you should do that? Or do you just watch it and
I usually trust that the players know what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're professionals. We've hired them to play a game for us. Now, occasionally, like when I'm watching it at home, you know, it's if someone does a really dumb thing, I'm like, oh, why'd you do that? You know, like I sometimes do that, but I don't really, yeah, I'm not going to constantly talk at a game and say, and like try to guide the professional players along. Dude, like this freaking Asian guy had any knowledge of hockey above the, like, the worst hockey player in the NHL.
They think they do, though. It's so weird.
Yeah.
It didn't exactly ruin the game. What ruined the game, I wasn't even planning on talking about this, but what ruined the game for me more than anything was the couple that sat below me who smoked like 8 pounds of weed and drank like 100 beers. Jesus, dude. Is there anything worse than that smell of like super concentrated weed and shitty beer breath? Oh my God. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's right up there with any perfume I've ever smelled.
Oh, in a work cologne. Yeah. That's a bit I've meant to do for 100
years. Did we not do that yet?
Maybe we have. Who cares? We can talk about it. 100% turnover rate. So we can, yeah, we talk about whatever we want.
It's disgusting. Yeah,
any smell is the worst smell. Anything you intentionally put on. Yeah, perfume is the fucking worst. And speaking of weed, for some reason, there's like a dispensary pretty nearby where we work, you know? So like, we're depending on where we park, like we have to walk by it all the time. It's just weird. Like, why is there a constant weed smell? And apparently they're smoking it at the dispensary because it's, or maybe it's like KFC where they pump it out the top, like try to attract people to their product.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
Yeah. It's the grossest smell ever.
Yeah. I've always hated, I honestly, it's really weird and no one ever agrees with me, but I'd rather smell cigarette smoke than weed smoke. Like, I don't have a problem with anyone smoking weed or whatever, but I just can't. I don't like the smell. It's really gross to me. I'd rather smell a cigarette. It's weird.
Yeah, it's just the. I mean, either one is kind of bad, but when you mix it with alcohol, it makes this weird smell that's just it's unbearable. The whole fucking game, they're sitting right in front of me. It's like he might as well have been breathing in my nose, like in my mouth. Ugh, so gross. Anyway, so I had a great time at the Kings.
Yeah, I was going to say, plus I'm sure the Kings won, right?
Yeah.
No,
the other thing that was awesome is I haven't gone to a game for 2 years and I was getting ready to go and we, you know, got the tickets and everything. And I was driving to the game and they're like, oh, tonight, the Kings, only two players that anyone's ever heard of are out. Like they're all-star, they're two like kind of borderline all-star players were hurt. And so I was like, cool, I'm going to watch like nobody.
Yeah, going to watch an NBA D-League game.
Yeah, and then one of them ended up like playing, which was weird. He came in like the second quarter and then they started losing as soon as he came in. But anyway, yeah, I don't understand people at sporting events. It's like, isn't it enough to go to a live sporting event and just see a live sporting event? Isn't that what it is? Like, that's what's fun. Like, watch. I just want to go sit and watch the game. Yeah. I mean, I guess if someone scores or they win, you could clap and make noise. And it's awesome. And I don't expect everyone to be quiet, but nobody gives a shit about you. You're not affecting the game at all. Just shut up. Just cheer if they do something good. You could boo too. Well, boo, whatever. That's cool. It's cool when everybody just says the word boo together at the same time. It sounds really good.
Dude, so I can't believe you're not talking about the greatest thing that maybe you are, but the freaking noise meter. Hasn't that always been a bit of yours?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone always thinks it's real and they like go nuts for the noise meter. Like, Also, what? So what? Like, what if it is real? Which it's not. It's just a fucking video that they've obviously pre-recorded every time. But 100% success rate, wouldn't you say? Like, it never doesn't work. If they put up that noise meter, everyone starts making noise, like, or at least enough of the people to where it's really loud. And it's the same video every time. And even if it were real, like, what do you go home, like, tell your wife, like, hey, oh, we were at the game and, like, this noise meter came on and everyone just started yelling. We got it up to, like, you know, negative 10 dBs or something. Like, what? What happens? Best case scenario.
At the Kings game, it shows like there's like lines that go up in green, and then it gets like yellow, orange, and red, and then it shows on the screen like a speaker, like a boombox cracking, you know, like breaking. I know. What's the point? So what?
Yeah.
The other thing that goes with that is there's like a dot racing where they'll be like, all right, there's four different colored dots or whatever it is. And like this section has the green dot, this set or whatever. Yeah. And then you cheer for, they go like, all right, whatever section cheers the loudest, like that dot will win or whatever. It's like, you think they are really miking up every single section and like running it through a thing. And then in real time, it's making the dot like
go faster or slower. Yeah, it's like making it go faster or slower. And it's like a really close race. And
yeah,
like,
it's always super close. And like one section is screaming and is winning and then drops the last and then drops, you know, like there's that much variation between the loudness of each section somehow. So like everyone's going,
Like they have really good directional mics that know 100% like where it's coming from and stuff. God,
they put a probe up everyone's ass and like, every single person.
Now that
ass.
I would play that game. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the best.
We were joking about that. Yeah, how like, what if a guy got home after the game and he was like, man, I know why the blue dot lost. I just didn't fucking yell loud enough. Like I could have done it and I just didn't do it and we lost. It's my fault.
Yeah. I gotta hit the gym. I gotta fucking train.
Yeah. Next game, I'm fucking screaming my lungs out.
So good.
It's awesome.
Man.
It's more proof that we haven't done this exact thing for a long time, but we're just a bunch of monkeys that go to a bunch of monkey gatherings and do monkey stuff.
Yeah, monkey gatherings.
That's all it is.
Now I'm sold. Wait, is there a monkey gathering? I want to go to it.
What could be more monkey gathering than like,
I know,
get a bunch of monkeys in seats in a place and like have them scream and watch something like, yeah, like how, I don't know what the word is, but how simple is a meter that goes from like green, orange, yellow, like it's, yeah. It's the best part of our monkey brain that just goes like, if I scream louder, the color changes to a more reddish color. God,
I wish we all made monkey sounds. It would be the greatest. Yeah. They should just do one of those noise meters that's like monkey noise sound meter. And then everyone gets like, wah, wah.
Yeah. Million monkeys just doing that.
And everyone would at once hopefully realize like, oh, we are just a bunch of monkeys. Like, this is not any different than, you know, than just making noise. It's the same thing.
Yeah. God, just clapping and booing too. When you realize like all we can do is you look at your two hands and you go, if I could just smash these two things together hard, it makes a noise. And then if we all do it, then it's everyone's happy and favoring what is going on. But if we don't like what you're doing, we just go, boo.
Yeah, and booing is like, I think there's a very specific reason that it's that way. You know, it's like your low growl. Like it'd be like, rawr, 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 you know, like everyone is their low monkey disapproval growl.
I don't like this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like this.
Yeah.
I don't like this.
Oh, God. Does not everyone have these thoughts when they go to gatherings? Because I do 100%. That's all I'm doing when I go to a game or whatever. I'm just thinking about how a bunch of fucking monkeys are in one place. That's all I'm thinking about. So funny.
Yeah, it's awesome. We're all wearing clothes for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're
I'm not. But yeah, most other people are.
Drinking our monkey juice and eating our monkey food.
Monkey juice.
We have other monkeys that give us monkey juice and monkey food like behind a counter. Then we take it over and make monkey noises and eat the monkey juice.
Yeah, it should just be bananas. Like,
and like everyone's scratching each other's backs and picking out like nits and stuff from each other's backs.
And they're like, fuck, $5 for a banana here? A normal banana is fucking $1.
Yeah. Yeah. I could go out on the go to a tree and just get my own banana. Bring it into the game.
Yeah, sorry. No bananas or bananas.
No outside bananas.
Yeah. No banana or banana beverages allowed inside the room.
Yeah. I'll just sneak it in and it'll look like my penis. I'll put it in my pants and I'll just... How would they know the difference?
I specifically, in the middle of the night the other night... So, listeners won't remember, and you know, because it's all new listeners, but if they weren't new listeners, they'd remember last episode you talked about you had a dream and made a joke in the dream or whatever, and it turned out to actually be funny. So what happened,
I thought it was funny.
The jury's still out. Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened to me was I actually did not even remember this until just now when I looked at my notes. I had like a similar thing happen. I guess I must have woken up, I don't remember when, in the middle of the night. And in my dream, I was making some joke. And in my dream, I thought, I need to write this down because Sam did that one time. And like, yeah, it was funny. And then my thought was, and even, I was totally asleep, but somehow having all these thoughts, I don't know how. My thought was like, oh, maybe it won't be funny. And that'll be a good example of what Sam was talking about, like how rare it was that something's actually funny. So either way, it's a win, I think. Like either it's funny or it's really stupid. And so I totally forgot about that. I did in the middle of the night, and it was probably 3 or 4 days ago. And I just see the note now. Here's the note. Dude, it says, beating Lane at one-on-one dream. So apparently I was, Lane is our sister, and apparently I was playing her one-on-one in basketball or something. And I think I was making some sort of jokes. Like I can barely remember, but I think I was pretending, the joke was I was pretending to be really bad. And like I was running up and just slamming the ball, like faking like I'm going to dunk it, but just hitting the bottom of the backboard really hard a bunch of times and just looking terrible at it. And so that was the thing that I was like, oh, this is hilarious. I definitely need to make this note, talk about it on the show.
I thought it was because our sister Lane is a one-on-one like champion. Division girls champion one-on-one-er.
Yeah, she has the title.
Just the thought of you beating her at one-on-one is hilarious.
Yeah, that's the joke. No, that's the entire punchline. You're right. There's no way I could have beaten her.
No.
How random is that, though? I totally forgot that I even made that note. It's awesome because it's on my phone. You know, I just make the, you know, I'm sure you do too. And so I guess I just woke up and like found my phone and made the note. And I remember thinking like, am I going to remember what this means? Yeah, I'll remember what it means. Yeah. Come on. It's like, duh. Feeding Lane at one-on-one.
You could almost write down the whole entire dream and you, if you don't think about it right then, you're like, I don't know what the hell that meant.
Yeah, so yeah, because your brain is like in a whole state, a whole different state. Yeah, it's so weird.
Yeah.
But that was the whole joke. That was it.
That's pretty good.
Oh, man.
We should just do that every show, just try to remember some jokes.
I'll try, yeah. I don't often remember my dreams, but I think the key was waking up in the middle of the night. That helped.
Yeah, that's always good. Dude, I have this thing I was telling you, this is not really funny, but I have this terrible thing that happens to me now, and I wonder if this happens to a lot of other people, where I think it's because I'll drink some water and like eat some cereal at night, like at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Then I go to bed at like 11 or 12, but it's always like at 4 or 5, I think I have to pee like bad enough to where it kind of messes me up, like it wakes me up, but not enough to where I wake up fully and just go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
And I do this like 2 hour thing of like my body knows like, oh, you should get up and go pee, but I don't do it. And I just have a shitty 2 hours of like 100%. Being in some purgatory. It's weird. Yeah. Does that happen to everybody?
Exact same thing. I had a while where I was not getting through the whole night. Like I had to pee.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I had to pee like at some point in the middle of the night every night. And then I stopped. It's weird. Like what's the difference? There's no difference. I drink the same amount of water all the time.
I don't know. It's annoying though. Weird. It makes me, because I want to keep drinking water to, you know, stay hydrated. But then I'm like, man, I got to cut off my water drinking earlier because this is bullshit. This also happened in the game. I was thinking, because what, I'm like 30 something now. And I, of course I have kids, but I was thinking like some of my friends or most of my friends don't have kids yet. They're my age and maybe single or whatever. And I was thinking like, specifically one of my friends, and I was like, you know, what if you were, this thought just came to my mind, what if you were like 34 or something and you were like dating, you'd been dating, but you're like, you know, it just doesn't, I don't see it happening like anytime soon that I'm going to get married and have kids, and I'm kind of getting older, so I kind of want to have a kid now just so that I can, you know, play catch or whatever. And I was like, can you just adopt, like if you're a single guy, can you just adopt like a 10-year-old son? Like what if you were like, I want a buddy, like a 9-year-old
friend,
and I don't want to try to get married and wait for all that and wait to have the baby, because by then I'll be, you know, almost 40 or whatever. Or maybe if you're not even old, maybe you're just like, I don't want to have a wife, like I just want to have a son. That's what you end up doing anyway, don't you? You just have a son and then you just ignore your wife and daughters and you just you and your son.
That's my plan.
Yeah. So like, what is the process of like, can you just go and say, I want a son, give me whatever sons you've got. Like, what do you got? What do you got from like the 7 to 9 age range? Do you think they will let you have one?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, I was just wondering.
That's the weird thing. You always hear like, oh, adoption is really hard. Like, it's hard to get through that process. Why is it so hard? I don't understand.
I don't know. Well, and we were talking about this, and it makes sense if it's a baby, I guess, because, you know, they haven't learned anything. So if you're just a random person that wants to have a baby, it's kind of weird. Like, you don't want to mess that kid's life up. You know, you want to try to get some, maybe at least a couple that looks like they're committed to raising a child. But if it's already like a 9-year-old and it's just, I don't know, what do they put 9-year-olds as when have parents? Foster care or something like that?
Yeah.
Like, no, dude, I have like an Xbox. I've got a cool apartment. I have no criminal record. I have a job. Like, they'll just go to school and then I'll pick them up and we'll just play, you know, play catch and video games. And on the weekends we'll do whatever. And we'll just be friends. It's like, it's almost like a friend, but they live with you and you take care of them and they have nothing better to do. I wonder.
I'm guessing the worry would be that it wouldn't be a very permanent
thing.
Like, you'd just be like, I don't want to be your friend anymore. And then
they have
to find a new home. But I always think we have nothing but, you know, too many kids without homes. Like, don't we have too much of that problem? I just think, we want to make sure someone's not a, you know, doesn't have a record, isn't, you know. But if someone doesn't have a record, most likely they're not.
They're boring.
Yeah. No, I think that's probably a pretty good check if they're going to like murder the kid or something. I mean, most people who are murderers or whatever have done some weird crap in the past.
You get into your murdering early in your life, I think.
Yeah, well, even if 20s. It's not murdering, even if it's just, you know, some other, you start small, work big. But I'm saying relax the standards a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not like those foster homes are great. There's a ton of those that are where the parents just abuse the kids. Like, those are terrible. So why not just relax the adoption standards and let me adopt my 10-year-old friend, please?
Well, and it seems like a lot of, I mean, I haven't researched this very much, but it seems like a lot of society's problems are from, like, they're not being dads. Like, moms, generally, like, moms don't abandon their kids that much, but dads always do.
Yeah, 100%.
So, like, they should do some effort. I can think they kind of do, but, like, why don't they do some national campaign of, like, adopt yourself a friend, dad? Like, there's got to be so many single guys that are good guys that would be good dads. They just can't meet the right girl or whatever. Like, they, I don't know. Some reason they don't have a son or a kid, but they could just adopt one. What's the problem? Wouldn't it make it more interesting to women, too? Be like, oh, yeah, I have a 9-year-old son. Really? What? You have a previous marriage? No, I just adopted him. Maybe they'd be like, wow, that's freaking awesome. Wouldn't that make you look like a really, like, interesting person? Like a
And then once you just score that chick, you can drop the zero.
Yeah. I think even if you ask the kids, like, hey, is it okay if a middle-aged man adopts you until he gets a girlfriend and then you go back into the system? And they'd be like, yeah, well, that's better than just staying in the system without that.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
I think we should do that. Plus, guy, I mean, it'd be good for a guy, like a 30-year-old guy to just
have it'd be like a wingman. It'd be like little wingman program.
Yeah.
He like helps you get laid, does all this great stuff. Dude, little wingman.
Learns valuable skills for life.
Yeah.
How to get friends, girls. That's all you really do is a...
That's all you need. Yeah, that got me through most of it.
Yeah. I just wonder, like, in all seriousness, I wonder if I went undercover and was like, I'm looking to adopt a 9-year-old son. I wonder how hard it would be. What do you think? 6 to 8 months to a year? Impossible?
No, I think you wouldn't be able to do it. I'm pretty sure.
Really?
If you were single, not married, I think it would be almost impossible.
Why? It's so dumb.
I don't know. It's look, I don't have an educated opinion on this, but based on everything I've ever heard about it, and that's not like super scientific, but it sounds like it's really hard. I don't know why.
Multiple attempts you've made to adopt a 9-year-old.
Yeah. And I only have like 3 or 4 child molestations on my record. Like, it's not even that many.
What was that line? It's wrapped similarly to the present with me on the picture of me on a unicorn.
Yeah. There's something no one will get. Why are you bringing that up?
Well, we could explain it, but.
I don't think
that was funny.
Yeah, that's one of those you had to be there. That's probably less funny than me beating Lane one-on-one
basketball. I don't think so.
It's close.
I think you could just say the words, that's wrapped similarly to the picture of me riding a unicorn, and that's funny. No one even has to know what the context is.
All right, well, I have to tell the story. So we're at this weird-ass white elephant gift exchange for some reason, which we didn't bring gifts, and... Sam was like, so do you have an excuse for not bringing a gift ready, you know, like chambered?
Yeah.
And I said, no, I don't do that. I just say, ah, sorry, couldn't do it.
What kind of asshole shows up to a white elephant party and doesn't, and not only doesn't bring a gift, but doesn't have a good excuse for why they didn't bring a gift? I at least had an excuse ready.
I was going to a hockey team gathering. Like, this was our hockey team.
Yeah.
And it's a gathering. It's a whatever. And then to me, like, the white elephant crap was something extra that I could just ignore, because who gives a shit? We're all grown men. Like, why are we bringing a white elephant gift? So who gives a shit?
I know.
But it turned out being really fun, but I felt really guilty because I didn't bring anything. But of course, you know, these people bring extras for assholes like us who don't bring anything. So they made us participate in it. I was literally like, I don't want to do it. I didn't bring anything. They're like, no, you have to take it. You must do it.
Yeah.
So there was one of the players, this girl that's pretty funny. The way she wrapped her presents was she just put two pieces of construction paper together and then stapled around them.
I mean, she was like, we've learned later that she was a professional white elephant gifter person.
Yeah.
She goes to like several a year and has it all, like,
she goes from white elephant to white elephant.
She was grading people like, that's not a white elephant gift, that's too good of a gift, like, you got it. And we're like, okay, I thought you just bring a gift, like, I didn't know there was that much to it. But anyway, I thought you just don't bring a gift.
Yeah, I thought that's how you do it. So the first one, she brought two of these little packages. And one of them was a Photoshop picture of one of the players riding a unicorn. It was actually pretty funny.
One of the players on our team, and he was pretty funny.
Yeah, and then later on, someone was trying to pick a gift, and he's like, oh, pick that one. It's wrapped similarly to the one of me riding a unicorn. It was just the weirdest combination of words. It was so fucking funny. So that's that joke.
Yeah, so now everyone's just dying from laughter.
Yeah, hold on, let's give it some time. You know, we should... Yeah. Let some time go by while everyone kind of, because they're probably at this point gasping for air.
Yeah. Don't waste any jokes while they obviously can't hear.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. That's probably getting close. Yeah. Yeah, it's sort of as funny as beating Lane one-on-one in my dream.
Hell of a show we got
here. I'm so glad I wrote that down. I never would have remembered that. I even woke up and had the wherewithal to write it down. I never in a million years had I not written that down would have remembered that. But there you go. I'll have to try to do that in the future.
I was going to say our contest this week would have been like, guess what the context of that statement was, but that would be way too much to ask.
Yeah, there's no way. Oh, yeah. Can we even think of a contest?
Nah.
Make a better show for us.
Yeah. Come up with something that we should talk about.
All right. See you guys later.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.